Granger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Napa Know How.
Why buy the dual cam sports action and dash camera from Napa for $69.99? Because it's the only dash cam that's also an everything else cam. So you can record yourself being safe on the road or attach it to your helmet for dirt biking off-road. Because like this camera, you're a double threat. The dual cam sports action and dash camera for only $69.99. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 4/30/17.
Well, good Saturday morning, everyone, and welcome to the Coach's Corner program at 4 minutes past the hour of 9 o'clock, and we welcome you in. We're going to talk some track and field, going to talk some golf as well here on a bright, sunny Saturday morning. As always, let's take a look at what happened last night and a peek ahead of what's coming up today. First of all, last night, the Iowa Spring scrimmage or game, however you want to term it last night, about 16,550 at Kinnick Stadium. The Gold beat the Black last night by a score of 63-47. Baseball from last night. Iowa beat Rutgers 8-3, also down in Iowa City last night. Coe took Simpson 7-2, and Cornell a big 12-2 winner over Lawrence last night. Colonels in 12 innings got a win over Kane County, that by a score of 4-3, and those two teams will battle it out again at 5 o'clock coming up later on this evening. College softball from last night, it was number 5 Minnesota shutting out Iowa 5-0. Iowa State beat Texas, that by a score of 2-1 last night. Also in boys tennis, it was Marion shutting out Union last night, 9-0. And in PGA golf yesterday, Zach with a 2-over par 74, ended up 4-over par for the first two rounds of the Valero Texas Open, and he missed the cut, so he will not play over the weekend. Taking a look at what's coming up today. First of all, let's take a look at the boys' tennis going on. A huge match going on right now. Number 1 and number 3 battling it out. Washington and Linmar playing. Also, Kennedy will be at Linmar. That'll be coming up at 12 noon today. And then Kennedy and Washington will also take on Xavier today at 8 noon. Jefferson and Prairie are up at Cedar Falls. Girls' tennis today. Double duels going on at 8 noon. Kennedy hosting Xavier and Linmar. Linmar and Xavier over at Washington as well. Cedar Falls and Water Luis at Prairie, and Water Luis and Cedar Falls at Jefferson today. In girls golf, Prairie taking part in the Benton Community Invitational going on at Terra Hills this morning. Also in soccer action over at the Tuma Complex, it'll be Iowa City Regina hosting their Invitational getting underway at 10, and the Regina girls will be hosting West Des Moines Dowling coming up at 10:30 in girls soccer today. Baseball, Iowa and Rutgers will go at it this afternoon down in Iowa City beginning at 2 o'clock. Coe and Simpson down in Indianola today for doubleheader beginning at 1 o'clock. Also, it will be Cornell taking on both Beloit and Ripon today. Mount Mercy is down in Lamoni. They'll take on Graceland in a doubleheader beginning at 1 o'clock. And Kirkwood will host Iowa Lakes in a doubleheader at 1 o'clock. Softball, Iowa, Minnesota continue their series up in Minneapolis at 1 o'clock. Same with Iowa State and Texas at 1 o'clock. And UNI is in Chicago to take on Loyola for a doubleheader at 12 noon today, I should say. Coe is up at Waverly to take on Wartburg for a doubleheader at 1. Number 1 Kirkwood will be at Southwestern. That will be a doubleheader beginning at 1. Cornell hosts Lake Forest over in Mount Vernon today. That's at 1 o'clock and a doubleheader. And Mount Mercy will host Graceland in a doubleheader today at 1 o'clock. And track and field tonight, the big Musco Invitational going on down in Iowa City at the Iowa track. And a very good field down there, and a lot of locals taking part in that one. So good chance to go see a lot of good track and field tonight down in Iowa City. We'll take a quick break, come back, and have the Coach's Corner for you coming up. And we'll do it after this here on KGYM.
Your car's in pretty good shape. If it's only 6 or 7 years old, you just commute to work every day and take the occasional road trip. Sometimes you drive around just so your dog can hang his head out the window. Your car doesn't have to be old to accumulate miles. Pennzoil High Mileage is for any vehicle with 75,000 miles or more on it. It's specially formulated to reduce oil consumption and leaks and reduce engine wear. Pennzoil High Mileage, because before you know it, you'll be on the road again. Make the switch to Pennzoil at a Firestone Complete Auto Care near you.
Hey, Golic, big vacation this summer. Any survival tips?
Yep, Greeny, pack a roll of T-Rex tape.
Oh, yeah?
Yep, T-Rex tape is ferociously strong for quick fixes, even on rough and dirty surfaces.
How strong are we talking?
Well, T-Rex tape is formulated with super aggressive adhesive for ultimate holding power. Rip in your luggage, T-Rex will fix that. Hole in your kayak, it has a waterproof backing and UV-resistant materials to hold up in extreme weather.
I've got to get my hands on T-Rex.
T-Rex, ferociously strong tape.
Available at Menards. Dugat's here for Canadian Mist. You know what I'm looking forward to? Hanging with friends on the back deck. We'll grab the red Solo cups, pour some Canadian Mist whiskey with a splash of cola, a little crushed ice. It's so simple. There's absolutely nothing better. Whether you're making stories or telling them, it's how friends share a drink. Read about our story and get some great recipes at CanadianMist.com. Canadian Mist whiskey. Simply together, drink responsibly. Canadian Mist blended Canadian whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume, Brown Foreman, Louisville, Kentucky.
AutoZone is proud to introduce new Duralast GT brake pads. They're race-ready, just like ones used by Team Penske. So you might be wondering, what is race-ready? Well, if you guessed, incredible stopping power and pro-grade performance with carbon fiber technology and V-slot design that reduces wear and increases stopping so that when you drive fast, you can stop even faster. You wouldn't be wrong, technically. New Duralast GT brake pads, proven tough from the tracks to the streets, and only at AutoZone.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner program here on KGYM on this Saturday. And coming up a little bit later on, we got baseball action coming your way, basketball action coming your way as well here today. We'll get things started with baseball coming up at 12:30 as it'll be the Minnesota Twins in action. Twins taking on the Detroit Tigers. Then later on at 2 o'clock on 1600 AM and 106.3 FM, it'll be the New York Mets and the Washington Nationals going at it. And then tonight, NBA playoff action at 8:30. It'll be Golden State and Portland for Game 3. And that will come up tonight for you right here on KGYM. Going to talk some track and field. Going to talk some girls golf as well with you here on this Saturday morning. And Kurt Packabear here, the head boys track and field coach for the Kennedy Cougars, off to another... Well, I say off to another terrific start, but heck, we have about, what, 3-4 weeks of the season left already, don't we?
Yeah, that's right. There's not a lot left.
Goes very, very quickly. And good start, though, and a good middle so far for your Cougars again this year.
Yeah, it has been. We've been running well lately, and we hope to continue to improve as the season progresses.
And, well, coming off a great season a year ago, and lost a lot, but you had a lot coming back from that terrific group. And I know you had high hopes going into the season. Has it panned out kind of like you thought so far?
It has. We have a lot of puzzle pieces we've been trying to put together, and that's kind of the balancing act with a track team. We have about 120 kids on the team and trying to figure out how we can score the most points. But I think we're starting to figure things out and should be good for the home stretch.
And, boy, that's great to have those numbers like that, though, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. The more kids you have to choose from, the more talent you're going to hopefully have to find as well.
Yeah. Well, you had a good week this past week, certainly, chalking up some wins and some of the invitationals you've been at, so got to be happy with that.
Yeah, absolutely. We went to the Wahawk on Tuesday, and we were first out of 16 teams there, and both the varsity and JV divisions, and then we did the same Thursday at Dubuque at the Herald Suite Invite.
Yeah, and with two meets in 1 week, that's tough to do at times, so I got to be doubly happy with that.
It is very difficult to do, but again, with our numbers, it makes us where we don't have to run everybody quite as hard as we used to, so we can give some kids maybe one or two races and still be pretty solid across the board.
Yeah, and well, solid across the board is kind of the name of the game, and you were that way last year. A lot of people, and we were talking about this before we got started, think of you as with the field events, and again, a very good group of field event competitors, but people kind of underestimate, I think, your speed guys, too.
Yeah, we have about 8 to 10 sprinters that can run anything from about the 1 to 4 and out at a varsity contest and be very, very successful. Our first indoor meet, we ran away with a 4x2, and some of the coaches were talking about, you know, wow, you got 4 good sprinters. And I said, well, we could probably put 2 more teams out there that would be about the same. And it's just kind of hard to figure out who's going to run what from week to week.
Yeah, but nice situation to have.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
You got to move some people around like that and try things. And competition, I imagine, helps a lot during practice.
Yeah, that it does for sure. The one thing that we have to sell our kids on is when they run JV, that doesn't necessarily mean they're a JV runner this year. We have our 4x1 JV went 44.6 last time out, and I think that was the third fastest time in the meet. So we got a lot of good kids that have to run JV as well.
Yeah, and good problem to have, a good situation to have out there. And well, how about those sprinters? Who's jumping out doing a good job for you?
Well, we have seniors, Peyton McCarty, Chase Baker, Nick Deere, Jesse Price, juniors, Blake Jones, Zach Packingham. We got Marco Shanklin's a junior. He hasn't done a lot for us yet this year. He's coming off of an injury. And then we had a new guy come out this year, Tim Kelly, that gave up soccer, and he's helping us out quite a bit as well, giving us some more depth.
Yep, and good to have all that depth there. And with that, you can kind of move people around, like you said, a little bit. And,
yeah.
Kind of experiment and find some things.
Yeah, we did that on Thursday. One of our good 400-meter runners had a tight hamstring and didn't think he could run the 4x4, and we threw Blake Jones in there and had only run one 400 this year, and he ended up splitting, I think, a 50.3, and that was our fastest split of the year. And we said, well, you're hired, Blake. You're going to now run at the Drake Relay. So,
and it's everyone loves when they're told they're going to run a 4.
Yeah, yeah. But Blake actually does. He's one of the few. He just absolutely loves track and field. I haven't seen a lot of kids like that where track's his number one sport, because usually we get a lot of multi-sport athletes, and track might be their second or third or even fourth down the list of things they love to do. But with Blake Jones, it's his number one sport.
Yep, and got a good hurdler, a couple good hurdlers in there as well for you this year.
Yeah, Terrell Jordan Jr., he placed, I believe it was sixth last year at the state meet as a sophomore, and he's coming off of an ankle injury, kind of a freak thing in the weight room. He stepped on a dumbbell that was on the ground and rolled his ankle pretty good, so he's been out of action for a little bit, but came back at our home meet and ran, I believe it was 14:68, which is a very, very good time. He was right behind JoJo Frost from Center Point, who's one of the top hurdlers in the state. So nice to have him back, and he's only a junior.
Yeah, and we'll help things out. And yeah, a lot of these guys people recognize from the football team. You got a lot of the footballers out, and of course with Coach White helping you out on
right.
the staff.
Yeah, that's one of the nice things about our staff is we have Coach White, Coach Maimon, and Coach Anderson all help out with football. And strongly encourage our football players to go out for track in the spring so that they can continue to work on their speed.
Yep, and goes hand in hand certainly there. And well, how about the middle and the distances? How's that looking so far?
You know, our distance over the last few years has been down a little bit, but this is the most excited I've been about our distance in a long time. I got a fantastic distance coach. His name is Ben Pfeiffer. Just got his doctorate in electrical engineering, so he's a very, very smart guy. And he's bringing along a lot of our younger guys, and we had a freshman, Lucas Middlecoff, just break the 1,600-meter record as a freshman, and I believe he broke the 3,200-meter freshman record as well. And we have Jacob Green, another freshman that's running fantastic times. Matt Hand is another one, and very, very excited. The cross-country program you're going to see taking a big step up here in the next couple years as well.
Yeah, that'll be great to see for Kennedy right there. And 800s, how's that looking so far?
Again, we're running a lot of young guys, and we probably have about 10 to 15 guys that can run maybe 208 to 212, which that's a good time. It's not what you need to be super competitive varsity, but we're taking a step in the right direction. Jesse Price, if we need him, we ran him in the medley one time. He can go 2 flat. If we trained him a little bit more for the 800, he's gone sub-2 last year, but we're using him a little bit more in the 2s and the 4s this year.
Yeah, and so a lot of people that you can move around still, which is nice.
Right, and that's the thing. I think we're getting it figured out to put our best lineup forward for the conference and district meet. We want to try to win our conference meet. We haven't done that, and I think it was since 2007. And looking ahead at our conference meet, we have Prairie, who took first in the state last year, and Cedar Falls, who took second in the state last year, and then we were third in the state last year. So it's going to be another really, really competitive conference meet. And if you can win that conference meet, you're going to be set up pretty well to do with things at state.
Yeah, it's going to be a dogfight in there, certainly. And you've had so many good relays lately. I imagine with all the little individual pieces that you can move around, you got to be happy with the way the relays are going again.
Yeah, absolutely. And this year in track and field, they added a sprint medley, so we now have 19 events. And it's not going to be like this every year, but for this year, it really favors a team like ours with more depth because we have a lot more sprinters. So a traditional team, when you add another sprint relay, you're going to be weaker somewhere. You know, whether you go after the relays or you go after the individual events, you just can't run solid everywhere. But this year with our depth in the sprints, we've been pretty successful in the meets because we can put out all pretty good relays and then also be tough in the individual events.
Yeah, I remember early on, and I think you guys ran the very first one. So you had the state record for a while.
Yeah,
in the new event.
Yeah, actually, the first varsity meet got canceled due to weather. So our first time running the sprint med was with a JV2 team down in Iowa City. So we kind of celebrated. They had the school record for a short-lived time, and then our second JV team came back and broke that record and took another couple days till the varsity team got a chance to run it, and then they had the state record for a short time, but I think they're still sitting number 5 or number 6 in the state.
Yeah, not too bad, and pretty good looking ahead anyway. And but the field events, looking good again. I know Jackson Coker's had another terrific spring.
Yeah, we've been riding that horse for years now. He's been good since his freshman year. Jackson Coker's throwing the shot put 63-4, and he has a mythical 68-foot-10 throw at our last meet in warm-ups. I wasn't out there to see it, but everybody was telling me where it landed, and they measured it at 68-10. Which is quite a heave if you've known anything about track and field. He's also thrown the disc well over 180 this year. But this year, the shot and the disc in the state are probably the strongest it's ever been. So even as good as he's doing, he's going to have a dogfight down at the Drake Relays.
Well, it was interesting because I know he and Tristan Wirfs over in Mount Vernon, they were talking. They can't wait to get down to Drake and get everybody together in the same session.
Yeah, what's interesting this year is usually the shot and the disc kind of get overlooked a little bit because they're off on their own area and not a lot of people go out to watch it. But you're seeing this year where the big crowds are going out to watch the shot and the disc, and at the Drake Relays, it's probably the premier high school event this year with all the good throwers that there are. So I'm excited to see how Jackson can fare.
Yeah, get a front row seat for that.
Absolutely. I'll have to get there early for that one.
How about some of the Jackson doing a great job, but you got jumpers and you got other guys throwing too.
Yeah, Malik Haynes, he placed, I think it was 6th last year in the long jump, and he's back. He's gone over 22 feet a number of times this year. And then we brought Terrell Jordan back into the long jump this year. He was good at it last year, but we didn't need him to jump it because we had Sean Beyer there. But he went 21-9 at our home meet and then went 21-9 and 3/4 at the Herald Suite invite. He's qualified for the Drake Relays as well. And then Malik is a high jumper. He can go 6'3 or so. And then we have another senior, Nathan Drejos, who's been battling a knee injury. He's had it all fall as well, but he's gone over 6 feet this year as well.
Yeah, so good depth there, and you know, maybe not quite what you had last year, but you don't get that very often.
No, we over the last few years we've been pretty spoiled. We lost a 6'8" high jumper, a 6'7" high jumper, and you're just not going to get that every single year. But if you're over 6 feet, you're still going to be competitive at most meets.
And Drake, what's that looking like for you? You're going to be busy down at Drake next week.
Yeah, we're going to be busy. It'll start off on Thursday with Jackson, and I don't know if it's the disc or the shot first, but he'll get to start us off that way. We've had our 4x1, 4x2, 4x4 qualify. Our sprint or our shuttle hurdle just missed it this year. We talked about that earlier, about like 200ths of a second or so from qualifying for the Drake Relays, but we got a couple, two individuals in the 100 meters. That hasn't happened for a while. And actually, our fastest kid's a freshman. I haven't mentioned him yet, Karan Hendred. And he's not able to compete in the varsity level this year because he's an open enroll kid. So he's got to just run at the JV level. But he would have qualified for the Drake Relays as well.
Yeah, well, future looks bright then.
Yeah, very bright.
Still a lot of things to happen this year. And you mentioned the conferences and then looking ahead to the qualifying meets. They kind of split everything up this year a little bit. You guys go south. You're going to go down to Iowa City. Boy, you talk about a loaded yeah. Loaded region. You guys are right in there.
Yeah, there's Iowa City West this year has a fantastic team, and they're going to be very difficult to beat at the district meet. They've beat us twice this year in like regular meets that we've faced them at, and they're about as good as it gets. And they're going to be the team to beat, I would say, at the district meet with us hopefully pretty close behind.
Yeah, and then you got Prairie in there as well, and never discount City High, and Jeff's got a few good individuals there, and then you get a little bit Burlington from the MAC, and I think Newton and Atomo are going to be there too. So you get to see a little bit different flavor too.
Right, yeah. City High obviously has got tradition like no other in track and field, so you can't ever count them out. They have plenty of good athletes and a good team as well this year, so it should be interesting.
And they'll be running at home on their track.
On their own track, yeah. That should be nice for those guys.
Yeah, and nice track to run on too for that.
Yeah, it's a nice facility. I like being down in Iowa City. You wouldn't think it makes a big difference, but when you're in Iowa City, it can be quite a bit warmer than if you're up in Dubuque or something like that. So the warmer weather favors sprinters. It helps out quite a bit.
And no new meets for you guys this year. I think you went to the kind of the same locales again as you'd done the last few years anyway.
Yep. We started off, we had a couple indoor meets, but pretty much it's been the same. Next year, it's going to change up just a little bit, possibly. Linmar, I think, has switched their home meet to the same Saturday as our home meet. So we got to see how that's all going to play out. We might pick up something new, or we might switch our home meet as well. So
yeah, and, well, another very successful home meet for you guys, and you do the co-ed, so it's a busy, busy day at Kingston Stadium.
Yeah, it was fun. The nice thing was we got great weather for our home meet, and with the co-ed, that's the only time we get to see that other than the district meet, but it gives your athletes a little bit more rest time, and we can try some different things knowing we get that extra rest time to see how it will kind of work out at a district meet.
Yeah, it's a big, busy, big day, but it's a fulfilling day.
Right. And we had a lot of good performances that day, so it was fun.
And now you kind of Drake this week, obviously, and then you're looking ahead to all the conference competition. You're getting kind of into the championship season now.
That's right. But we start off Monday. We have our 9-10 Crandic meet here in town, and then we also, on the same day, have a JV varsity meet in Muscatine. And we have senior recognition that night, so we're going to be without our seniors down in Muscatine. Last year, the same thing happened, and we challenged our juniors on down, and we ended up still winning that varsity meet without our seniors. And this year, we got quite a load to replace with our seniors, and we're going to see if we can do it again.
Not a bad thing, though, to have, just to see
kind of see what the future will be like. Yeah, it's exciting.
And things like that. And like you said, with 120 guys, gives them a chance to get out there and see what they can do.
Right. Sometimes, you know, you kind of get a label on a kid of what they can do, and you don't get to see them a lot. So they'll get more opportunities on Monday, and hopefully we'll have some nice surprises.
And you mentioned a few of your assistants. Maybe go down the line for the staff.
Sure. Coach Anderson coaches the throws. He's also a football coach, but he's been at Kennedy now for quite a few years. I don't even know how long, but him and I have coached together for quite a while. Coach White, head football coach, he coaches the long sprinters, we call them, our 400 guys, our 800 guys. And then Coach Maiman, he's an offensive line coach, but also works with our sprinters this year. And he's done that for a number of years, but he does a fantastic job with the relays and the exchanges, and he's put out a pretty good product from year in, year out. And then we have Coach Pfeiffer, I've talked about a little bit, but he's our distance coach and a really good young coach that loves track and field and puts in all kinds of time.
Yeah, good staff there. And 120 guys, it's kind of like herding sheep at times, I would imagine.
That's the biggest challenge is just the management of it, because you want to get kids a chance to run so they don't get, turned off to the sport. Because I was talking about Evan Bradley the other day. He's a 800, 1600, 3200 meter runner for us. And if you would have saw him his freshman and sophomore year, you would have never predicted that this kid could run. He came in, he was probably about 5'5", 100 pounds as a sophomore. And right now I think he's taller than me, maybe 6'1", and has run some really good races this year. So you got to keep those kids interested, because you just don't know who's going to develop when. Some kids come in fully developed, and some they don't peak until junior, senior year, or maybe even after.
Absolutely. And that's a great lesson for everybody out there.
Right.
And always kind of take your time a little bit, and it'll always play out more often than not. And boy, track has just been outstanding in the eastern part of the state the last few years anyway, and going to be good representation, I think, again, once we get to the state meet coming up in a few weeks.
Yeah, I would agree with that. The state meet, just the way it's set up, it's a little bit of a different test, because I think that us in Iowa City West, Prairie, I think you could throw in there, have some really strong teams across the board. But it's going to be a question of whether we have enough firepower at the state meet, since they only place eight across the whole state. And you have to have those guys that can get the big points at the state meet to score well there.
And that's what Bill had last year with Jalen Ryman.
Right, and Van Draska. Absolutely, yep.
And that's what it takes. And the Central Iowa teams, I think, are going to bounce back a little bit this year from last year.
Yep, Waukee is as tough as ever. They're kind of the model program, in my opinion, in the state, just because they have depth like no other. I think they might even have 170, 180 guys on their track team. So we're trying to get there, but they have a lot of quality. And then obviously West Des Moines Valley, Ankeny Centennial, and then this year you can't discount Western Dubuque. Over there, but Western Dubuque is loaded with talent.
Yeah, we were talking about that with Coach Blue last week, and when Western Dubuque and Liberty come into the conference, it's going to make it even tougher in track.
Right, that makes it more exciting, but it will be tougher. So
yeah, and they got he said they got big boys and they run fast.
Absolutely, yeah, their sprint relays are unmatched right now, and then they have that thrower. He's a lot like Jackson Coker. You just put him out there and see what they can do.
Yeah, and big week coming up next week, and always fun. And Drake is, again, if people don't, even if you're not, I always say this, even if you're not a big track and field fan, you got to go to Drake at least once in your life to go see what it's like.
I would agree with that. I know a lot of people that they go their first time, and it's just a gigantic event. So if you like big events, whether you're a track and field fan or not, it's a pretty good event as far as the state of Iowa. It's a good attraction to have.
Yeah, and all the Olympians that are going to be over there again.
Yeah.
Going to be a lot of fun coming up this week. And I know the high school kids love running over there.
Absolutely, and they get a chance to rub shoulders with some of the best athletes in the state, the whole United States, and even the world. We bring in people from different places.
Yeah, it's always nice. And keep up the great work, Kurt, with the Kennedy track team, and best of luck for the rest of the season.
All right, I thank you, and I appreciate you having us on as a guest again this year.
All right, we'll take a break, come back, and have more of the Coach's Corner, so stay tuned. More after this.
At the gym, we know good sportsmanship matters during a game and in life.
And we want to recognize good sports like you with KGYM's Community MVP.
So if your nonprofit group is holding an event to help folks around here, let us know.
Just go to kgymradio.com, click on Community MVP, and give us all the details.
Because you deserve most valuable player status for doing something great, and we want to help get the word out.
KGYM's Community MVP, brought to you by Fairfax State Savings Bank.
Take me out to the Twins game.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
Get out the iron and the ironing board.
Huh?
April 23rd is kids' opening day at Target Field, and they're giving away Twins customizable shirts.
Really?
You just iron on your name and number.
Honey, you know I don't iron.
It's cool. I'm learning on YouTube.
Aww.
Change up your summer with the Twins on Sunday, April 23rd, when the first 5,000 kids 14 and under get a free Twins customizable shirt. For tickets, visit twinsbaseball.com.
As spring brings new color to the world, why not bring new color to your walls? Ask Sherwin-Williams during the 4-Day Super Sale and save 40% off paints and stains April 21st through the 24th. With such great deals, you can give your whole home a color makeover. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Good morning, honey.
Oh, no. It's a super morning.
Jerry is excited for April 22nd Super Saturday at Advance Auto Parts. For one day only, Speed Perks members, like Jerry, get double rewards on purchases.
It's like it's my birthday.
Double rewards, April 22nd, but only for Speed Perks members. Text SUPER to 78260 for $5 off your next $20 purchase and to find your nearest Advance Auto Parts or participating CarQuest store. Message and data rates may apply. Redemption rules apply. In-store only. See store for details.
Back at 9:32 in the Saturday Morning Coach's Corner program here at KGYM. Twins baseball on 107.5 coming up at 12:30. The Twins and the Tigers again today. Twins will try to get back on the winning track. And then later on, it'll be at 2 o'clock, the Mets and the Nationals. And that will be on 1600 AM and 106.3 FM. And then tonight, it will be Game 3 between Portland and Golden State. And that will be at 8:30 on all three of our frequencies. Coming up this evening, we go from track and field talking girls golf. Chris James, head golf coach for the Linn Mar Lions, joining us here in studio. And not on a golf course today. You would be if you didn't have plans later on today.
I probably would be, yes. I got a wedding to go to with one of my lady I teach with across the hall. So should be kind of a fun afternoon over there.
Very good. And Linmar golf coach, and your first year as the head coach for the Lions. And how's that going so far?
It's going well. You know, the whole community has been very supportive. Girls are great. You know, it's just been a really smooth transition for me over to Linmar and over at Hunters, and just having a really fun time.
Yep. Enjoying it. And they have you take over a program that was in very good shape when you came into it.
Yeah. I have a lot of respect for Bill Heffley and for what he did for the boys and the girls program at Linmar. And there's not a better, coach as far as fundamentals go with golf than Bill. And so, when it comes to this year with me, it's made it even smoother for myself having somebody before me like Bill, who like you said, just did a great job with the program.
Yeah, and of course, transitioning, and you were coaching with Denny at Wash for many, many years, and then you are now the new girls basketball coach at Washington.
Yep.
You kind of have to write down each day where you're going and what direction.
Yeah, my schedule has been quite hectic, that's for sure. I have a newfound respect for coaches that are head coaches for multi-sport teams. Just, it's really a lot of planning that goes into it for scheduling and stuff. Yeah. Certainly.
Well, now you guys are kind of getting into the big part of your season now. About first 3 weeks, and probably the best way it should be because of the weather. You don't know exactly what it's going to be, but don't have a lot of meets. But now the schedule's starting to crank up a little bit.
Yeah, we have about just looking at the schedule, we have about a month left. Regionals are the 22nd of May. So we have a month left, and we have about, eight or so meets left. So it's really going to crank up, like you said. We've had four 9-hole meets and one 18-hole meet so far. So, the thing about girls golf is you say it every year, it's just the weather is so unpredictable. And you feel like you can't get out and get anything done for the first couple weeks. So we're trying to make do with what we have after those first few weeks, and I feel like we've gotten a lot done the last couple weeks with the weather getting better.
Well, you had the first 18-hole meet this past week with the Crandic, and I think that took place over at Gardner.
Yep,
and
yep.
Didn't get the. I think Kennedy won by one shot again this year. And how did the Lions do?
We got fourth. We didn't play our best, but the thing about golf is you're going to have your good days and you're going to have your bad days. It's just you got to make sure your bad days aren't as bad as other teams' bad days. So I think we did all right. Not to the highest of our capability, but we were only 15 strokes out of first. Kennedy had a 389. Prairie played really well. They had a 390, and then Wash shot I believe a 394. So we were at 404. So 15 strokes out of first, and the girls were a little bit down, but overall I think they could tell that each of them could have taken at least three or four strokes off their score, and that would have put us right there.
Yeah, right there as far as the leaders are concerned. Wasn't the greatest day as far as golf is concerned. A little chilly, it wasn't rainy, but it was just kind of one of those golf days.
Yeah, it was. It almost seemed like a late fall type of day with the chilly weather and overcast and a little bit windy. And anything out at Gardner, if it's windy in town, you go out to Gardner, it's going to be probably twice that out there. So that was challenging for the girls. But, one thing about golf is you prepare and you get all your equipment and everything ready to go. And then you get out there and you're driving on a cart and you're actually a lot colder than you would be walking. So, I think the thing about the weather that really helps is it builds some mental toughness into your game that I think really helps moving forward.
Yeah, and the weather will get better. You told them that.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, hopefully starting this week. Anyway, the way it sounds, because about the rest of the season, you got at least two meets a week, it looks like.
Yeah, that's right. This week we actually host the Linmar Invite on Tuesday. 13 teams will be at Hunter's Ridge, so that'll be fun. And then we have a JV meet Wednesday that we're hosting as well, quad. And then Thursday we're off to Bunker Hill in Dubuque. So yeah, it's just a busy time of year. Finding, making sure that all the girls know where they're going each day and getting that organized and ready to go. And I got a really good staff around me that helps. So it makes it easy.
Yeah, and two more diverse courses in a week you probably won't play than Bunker Hill and Hunter's Ridge. So.
Yeah, no kidding. That's right. Yeah. Not very, very different golf courses, that's for sure.
Yeah. Huh, who's coming to your Invitational on Tuesday? Some of the bigger
just some
teams.
Highlights. Yeah, we have Cedar Falls will be there, and they're top two in the state. You know, they got the Bermel sisters, you and I's golf coaches, daughters, and Kennedy will be there. Then the other Cedar Rapids teams, Prairie's pretty solid. They'll be there. Wash is good. They'll be there. And Marion and Clinton and Mid Prairie. And I'm sure I'm missing out on a couple. But, yeah, it'll be competitive. Very, very competitive. It'll be a full golf course. And you got 13 teams out there, like I said. So I'm looking forward to it, though. Played at Hunter's last night, actually, and the course is in pretty good shape considering the rain that we've had. So looking forward to it.
Yeah, full shotgun out there. So
that's right. Yep,
and,
that's right.
18-hole meet, right?
18-hole meet. Yep, starting at 12:30. So, be a full golf course. That's for sure.
Yep, and then Bunker Hill coming up the rest of the week. And I don't think they have the regionals laid out yet, do they?
No. That's going to come out in a few weeks, I think. Yeah. So
any rumors you're hearing or anything?
No,
like that?
You know, every time I see Denny, he's always crunching numbers and trying to figure out where people are going to go. But I try to just stay out of it. We'll play on the moon if we have to. You know, so just get us to a golf course and give us an opportunity, and we'll be ready to go, I think. So,
well, this group, you have a lot of talented golfers out there.
Yeah.
If they get the right day and get out there, and I know they can put some low scores down.
Yeah, we have our top four has been pretty solid, shooting anywhere between 45, even we had a 42 actually at one of our meets by Kristen Harding, who's playing number one right now. But our top four really are the ones that are solid right now, between 45 and 55 each round. And then we have a couple, our five and six are contributing as well. And, you know, it's really competitive, actually, top to bottom for us. Our top 10 to 12 girls can shoot anywhere from, like I said, 45 to 55. So that makes things fun at practice. The girls are competitive, which is good. You know, you got some girls that go out for basketball, which helps that competitiveness, sure, certainly. We're just trying to get better every day. And, with girls golf, if you can get four scores in the 40s every meet, you're going to be doing some good things. So,
mm-hmm. And you mentioned, I think Kristen Harding, you're number one and, so far anyway this year. And,
yep.
What she do well in her game?
She's pretty solid all around. The one thing I've noticed about her is she's a really solid putter. She doesn't waste a lot of strokes when she's out there. And one thing we're going to really work on with her is her mental toughness, and I feel like we've done that. She played with, I think it was Hannah Bermel. I can't remember which one it was, I guess, but at one of our meets, and she was, she was a little bit concerned about that just because it was kind of an important meet for us, and she actually came out and did really well, shot 45, and we got Tori Niemeyer, who's a sophomore who actually made it to state last year. She's our number two golfer, and I know she's gunning for that number one spot, but the thing about golf is you go by the numbers, and you know wherever they fall out, that's where you put them. As much as we can keep those two and the rest of them competing, we'll keep doing that. Our lowest score at the Crandic was Megan Murphy, shot a 96. So and she's a basketball player, known her father for years as a basketball official. So that was a good connection, But we're pretty solid top to bottom.
Yeah, and got a few basketballer players out there that are picking up the golf clubs for you.
That's right, yeah. Mentioned Megan Murphy. Also, a name that the basketball people will probably know is Carly Spies. She went out this year. I think it's her first year going out for golf, and she's about 6'3", she's actually in a boot right now. She has a little hurt ankle, and I was kind of joking with Coach Brandt, the basketball coach at Lindmar, that I told Carly that she needs to have her
have her boot on for basketball, not golf. We need her for golf and not basketball. But obviously, totally joking there. But yeah, I think having multi-sport athletes is important. And, you know, it just helps the overall environment with the team.
Yeah. No, good numbers, but not too many that you kind of have to split everybody up in different directions. So that's nice to have for you.
Yeah. Yeah. We have 17 golfers. We have actually only one senior. Adriana Jones is our one senior, so she's kind of carrying the torch there. We're very junior heavy. We have about 7 or 8, maybe even 9 juniors, if I do my math right, and 3 freshmen sprinkled in there, and then a couple sophomores. So on any given night, we have, like I said, about 16, 17 girls there. So depending on what we're working on, we'll either split up and do stations or take some on the course. So, you know, the management part of it is actually a lot easier than boys, because boys, you get out, you know, at least at Wash, we had out anywhere from 40 to 70 golfers at a time. But yeah, it's been good. And Nate at Hunter's Ridge has done just a great job of working with us and allowing us to practice at that course. So we're really fortunate.
Well, I would imagine that's one of the things that, that was attractive to the job. Hunter's Ridge has a really good practice, facility, and, can do a lot of things out there that will help the golf team.
Yeah, a variety of stuff. And we will work, you know, like I said, at stations. It's really simple having 3 stations where you have your chipping and chipping green with a few bunkers, and then you got a very large range, and then you got your giant putting green that you work on. So, yeah, it makes things pretty easy for us as far as planning goes to get the girls working on all phases of their game.
Yep, and that's what it takes, especially
right.
In this league, and the teams that are kind of like Cedar Falls out in front. Dubuque Senior, I know, has got a really good team this year, and so it's good to see the conference still having some of those top teams around the state.
Yeah, I was just actually looking at the rankings, and we're sitting at 16th right now based off of our scoring, and Wash is just nipping us barely by about a quarter of a stroke, they're 15th, and then Prairie, Kennedy, Senior and Cedar Falls are all ahead of us. So, you know, we have 6 or 7 teams in the top 15 or 16. And like you said, Cedar Falls and Senior top 2 or 3 in the state right now. Yep. So we actually played a meet there against Senior and Cedar Falls last week. We shot our best 9 holes at 188 with 3 girls in the 40s. And we ended up getting beat by 22 strokes, if that tells you anything. So we got third. Very competitive, very, very good conference. We're just lucky to be on the right side of it. We have, we have some good teams on our side, but, on the other side, you got Prairie, you got Wash, you got Senior, and you got Cedar Falls. So that'll be quite a challenge.
Yeah, that's going to be a dogfight.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure.
When that is all said and done. Yeah, you put up a really good, really good number up there. It just ran in. And that's golf. That's what happens.
Yeah, and you know, the thing about golf is you really try to focus on playing your own game and not worrying about what other players and teams are doing. You're really playing against the course and yourself. Really, with the golf game being so mental, you're mostly playing against yourself and the course. So just as long as the girls are focused on that, not worried about, you know, hitting it 250 yards off the tee, they're just worried about, how many strokes can I get in the hole, the fewest amount? So, it's a challenge, but I think the girls are getting there.
Well, and one thing about golf in this conference, it's very diverse. We mentioned this week you can play at Hunter's Ridge and you go up to Bunker Hill. Some diverse host golf courses.
Yeah.
Anywhere from Ellis to the Dubuque Country Club, up to Hunter's Ridge,
St. Andrews in there, Airport. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you hit them all here.
Yeah. It's a variety of shots for sure that you're going to be playing, and a variety of sight lines when you're hitting shots. But I think that's how you can really grow the game, get a variety of courses and make sure we get as many girls out playing as possible. But, you speak on that. I was looking at that. We've already played at St. Andrews. We have Bunker Hill, like you said. Then we have St. Andrews and Ellis and just a variety of courses, and even got Jones in there, which we found out is going to stay open. So that's another kind of unique little course too.
Yeah, and then you'll find out where you're going to be going for the regionals coming up in a little bit. And I think the state's at Ames. Is that right?
Coldwater Links, yep. Okay. Yep, which is a really nice course, so Looking forward to that. If we can keep getting better and possibly make it there, that'd be great. It's actually Iowa State's home course, so played there a couple times with one of my former golfers, Franklin Wall. Who's going to be going to Iowa State. So, yeah, it's a really good course. Hopefully we can get to our regional and play well.
Yep, a good incentive to go over there and try to get the team and some individuals over there as well. Mm-hmm. You mentioned your assistant, who talk about them a little bit.
Yeah, Coach Wood, Polly Wood. She's been a part of the program for years. She does a really good job with our JV team, and when I'm gone, making sure that girls are getting better. And she's been really helpful. She actually works at the school as a PE teacher at the high school, so. The communication part of it with her being at school, being able to talk to the girls, has been really nice, for me since I'm at the elementary. She does a really good job and, helps out every day. And we also have, Coach Kaler, who we have come out and work with the girls 1 or 2 days a week. So he's always a good resource to have. He's been a part of the program for however many years, and I can remember when I was in high school, he was the boys and girls coach then. So, it's just with 17 girls, it's you don't need 7 or 8 coaches, but if we can get a couple of us working with 4 or 5 girls at a time, it really makes a huge difference, I think.
And how about we see around Eastern Iowa and around the state, especially at some of the smaller schools, or we're not seeing enough to compete as a team now. I think you're seeing more and more of that, especially on the girls' golf side. And I think it's not a good trend, obviously. I don't know what we can do to get it better. I know golf is trying to reach out to some of the younger people. And, maybe you at an elementary school, you can kind of get them in that direction a little bit. But that's what it's going to take to get them interested.
Yeah, as much as we have, whatever we can do to grow the game is important. And it's very similar to girls basketball, actually, as far as the numbers going down. And so, I know, Nate holds Nate at Hunter's Ridge, the pro out there, holds a summer camp where he can get anywhere from 100 kids to 150 kids usually every year. And so more things like that we can do to grow the game is going to be important, because it's a game that you're going to play the rest of your life. And, whether you're in business or, whatever you do for your profession, chances are you're probably going to be playing golf at some point in your life. So I think it's important we get as many kids out, like you said, at a young age.
Yeah, man. Well, that's a nice thing, too, what they do out of Hunter's Ridge, and do it a lot of places. But I know they've had a lot of success at Hunter's Ridge to have clinics and whatnot, get girls and boys interested in loving golf.
Yeah, certainly. Yep. And like I said, I was talking to Nate about it the other day, actually, and he said they've gotten over 100 kids the last few years, so which is amazing. So you just got to get the club in their hands and let them have fun and play with it, and not get too technical at that age. Just let them have fun and enjoy the game, and in that way they'll keep coming out. So
scrip it and rip it.
That's right. Yeah, tee it high and let it fly. Right.
As so many have quoted before, but yeah, and. Well, like I said, busy week for you guys. You got your Invitational coming up, and that will be a lot of fun. And that'll be coming up on Tuesday, right?
Yeah, Tuesday at 12:30. Hosting, like I said, 12 other teams, 13 total. So should be real fun and enjoyable meet. It looks like weather's gonna be fine for us that day, hopefully. So,
well, that's a big thing.
Getting
the weather going for the rest of the year.
That's right. Yeah, we gotta make sure we have consistent weather for us. But the things that you can't control, you can't really worry about too much, I guess. So
no, you'll get the game. You'll get the meet in.
That's right. That's right.
Sometime.
Yeah, that's right.
Whether it's that day or the next day or whatever the
Certainly.
Case may be.
Yep. But,
and everything's going well at Linmar, right?
Yeah, everything's going real well. I have a sub that I use for all the days that I've missed. So she's been really, really good to work with, and it makes it better for the kids to see the same face when I'm gone. So, and my teammates at school and my principal, they're just so supportive of me doing this that I really couldn't be in a better situation. So I'm really fortunate to be where I'm at.
Yeah, and Dad's getting the batteries recharged, ready to go for football this fall, right?
Yeah, yeah. Like I said, we were talking before, he was in Florida for about a month with my mom, and saw saw many Warrior legends down there, Don King and Wally Sheets and Rick Williams and whole cast of characters down there, and played a little golf down there with Wally, and he's back up here now and doing their workouts in the morning with the football team at Linmar. So, you know, he's really excited, and you know, I feel like he's his batteries are recharged and ready to go.
Yeah. Well, we got to get you back on the golf course. You're coming off a little injury.
Yeah, I've been pretty fortunate not to have many injuries in my career, but for whatever reason, I this shoulder has been throwing me off here, and a little rotator cuff. But played last night, like I said, and actually played with the Crandic Tour's very own champion last year, champion golfer of the year, Nick Miller. So one of my good buddies. So we went out and played last night, and he gave me a pretty good whooping. So I need to get back out there. So first time swinging the clubs in about 7 or 8 weeks. So, but a little soreness today, but I think I'll be okay.
Well, we had Steve and Matt on Wednesday from the Crandic Tour.
That's right. Yeah, I actually heard a little bit of that. So
yeah, talking about that. So and that's great for Eastern Iowa golf.
Yeah.
And, great to see that happening out there. All right, well, you'll be out there quickly enough and beating everybody.
That's certainly so that'll be good. Yep, that's right.
Well, keep up the great work, Chris.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Scott.
And we'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good.
All right, we will take a break. Come back with more of the Coach's Corner coming up right after this here on KGYM.
Three things business owners can count on from LegalZoom. Number one, reliability. Over 1 million business owners have trusted LegalZoom for incorporation, LLCs, DBAs, and more. Number two, legal advice. LegalZoom's not a law firm, but they have built a network of independent attorneys to provide the legal advice your business needs. And three, no surprises. You get upfront pricing and a satisfaction guarantee. Go to LegalZoom.com today, and for special savings, enter Mike at checkout. Again, LegalZoom.com, enter Mike at checkout. LegalZoom.com.
At Lowe's, we know that pros depend on their tools to do more than just cut, drill, and sand. Tools help pros meet deadlines, keep promises, and protect reputations. Now through May 1st, during DeWalt Days at Lowe's, pro customers can get up to 30% off select DeWalt power tools. And the only thing better than getting a tool you can depend on 100% is getting that tool for up to 30% off. Visit the Pro Desk or lowesforpros.com for details. Excludes accessories, U.S. only.
When your check engine light comes on, you never know if it'll be a couple of hundred or a couple of $1,000 to get it fixed. That's why you need extended coverage from CarShield. A new engine could cost over $5,000. New AC can be as much as $1,500. With CarShield, the dealership or your favorite mechanic can do the work. CarShield will do the rest, paying the mechanic directly. Get protected by CarShield before it's too late. Call 800-838-0088 and mention the code Mike. Or visit CarShield.com and use the code Mike. You'll save 10%. CarShield.com, code Mike. A deductible may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Clean and restore shine to your wheels and tires with Turtle Wax Wheel and Tire Cleaner and Turtle Wax Tire Shine. On sale now for $3.99 each at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Safely remove dirt and lock in a long-lasting high-gloss shine with Turtle Wax Wheel and Tire Cleaner and Turtle Wax Tire Shine at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Back with you at 9:56 on the Saturday morning Coach's Corner on KGYM. I want to thank my guests, Kurt Packabeer of Cedar Rapids Kennedy Boys Track and Field, Chris James of Linmar Girls Golf, and you want to hear the podcast, we'll have it up for you at KGYMradio.com. That'll be coming up in just a little bit. Again, we've got baseball later on today and a little bit of basketball tonight. Twins and the Tigers, 107.5 FM. We'll have that starting at 12:30 with the pregame show. At 2 o'clock on 1600 AM and 106.3 FM, it'll be the Mets and the Nationals. And then later on tonight at 8:30, it'll be Golden State and Portland. It's going to wrap things up for the Coach's Corner. Have a great weekend.
AutoZone presents Wash and Wax. Washing your car removes road grime and dirt buildup that can scratch your car's finish, while a good coat of wax helps protect that beautiful shine. And right now, save $3 on Armor All Ultra Shine Wash and Wax Wipes. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner. Let's get you what you need. See store for restrictions and details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
So you own your own business. Got small ambitions for this business? Of course you don't. Got medium ambitions for this business? Of course you don't. Who has medium ambitions? You got big ambitions. If you're a growing business with big ambitions, you want to grow with Grainger. Grainger has the products, the services, and more importantly, the commitment you need. total commitment. If you're a growing business, Grainger's got your back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When the game is on the line, you put the ball in the hands of your best player, a veteran, one who's known to perform under pressure. At Valvoline, we believe...